Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
I won't say what Nick said in the chat room, and I definitely won't say what Nurse Sally said back to you, Nick. But we are rolling along with our friends at Hydra Live in studio. John Parker Wilson standing by. We'll talk Alabama football in just a second. You can play the Buffalo Wild Wings pick six right now at nextroundlive.com. Six big games up for you to pick this weekend and try to get into the finals coming up in week 13. You don't have to play every week. You just hop in there. You make your picks. If you're in first place or tied for first place, you're in the finals. We have right now 25 people through 3 weeks who have qualified for the finals. It's brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Hey, and Dunaway, 8 locations right here in the Birmingham Central Alabama area. Almost 20 years in the market, serving up the absolute best sports atmosphere and wings around. The place to be for football Saturdays and Sundays, Buffalo Wild Wings. Brand new remodeled locations in Hoover and on Highway 280. Wall-to-wall TVs. I've seen the 280. It looks awesome. Two locations also coming late 2021. Mark this down. Chelsea and Oxford. And don't forget, all weekend long, that takeout is available through the Buffalo Wild Wings app. Download it today, the Buffalo Wild Wings app.
All right, John Parker Wilson joins us now on the Pepsi Hotline. Alabama and Southern Miss Saturday night, Brian Denny Stadium. JP, what's up, man? How are you?
So good, guys. Just watching some golf. How y'all doing?
Doing great. The golf has been pretty entertaining today. Sergio and Rahm, they're going to be a tough out for the United States this weekend, don't you think?
Yeah, John Rahm's a pretty good golfer. I mean, Sergio's got some experience, though. What a cool event, though. I mean, these guys out here getting after it. The fans are going nuts. I mean, the stands were packed before the sun was even coming up. So, tell you what, this is on my bucket list of sporting events to go to because it looks pretty sweet.
JP, as you can imagine, we've talked more Ole Miss Alabama than Southern Miss Alabama. And as a former quarterback, you know, when you're coming off what was a kind of a dramatic win for Alabama down in the swamp, a really good quality win, and then you've got to face a team that you're a 44.5 point favorite, and then the very next week you're going to be playing an undefeated, you know, almost top 15 team. How difficult is that to get focused again this week before you have that big game next week?
You know, I don't think it's that tough because I think if you go into it, well, I guess it depends on your mindset. If you go into it like, okay, everything that we're doing this week, be it a different game plan or we're playing a different team, it really doesn't matter, but like your habits and what you're doing and getting ready for it and preparing and making sure that everything's in order. So then when you do get done Saturday night, it's going to be a late game, so you get up early Sunday, that you're ready to hit the ground running against Ole Miss. But you got to go take care of business and do what you're supposed to do so there's not a lot to clean up against Southern Miss where you've got to spend a ton of time on it. So to me, it is what it is. It's a tough game down in Florida. Man, it was so hot, so humid down there. It's going to be a nicer weekend of just trying to get your body back into it. It's, you know, I think it's huge advantage in the sense that Ole Miss is going to have fresh legs going into next week. Now, I think it's a disadvantage because they were on a roll. They were clicking on all cylinders and now they've got to take a week off. But for a player, it's just, okay, this is the task at hand. Let's take care of business and then move on.
You know, John Parker Wilson, who's with us now, we've talked to you about this before, but it is one of those things when you have Ole Miss on the horizon and a team that all of us expect to be an easy game this weekend. As a former player, did Nick Saban and his coaching staff work in some Ole Miss game plan this week? And I think you've told us in the past, maybe they do that and they don't tell you you're working at Ole Miss, but really you're working on something that they'll bring back next week. Explain to us how preparing for a future opponent works under the Nick Saban system.
Yeah, well, I mean, just like even in high school, you go out there and you've got the scout team has cards that they're running. So they've got plays that they're running. And then the other side, so if we're on offense, we're going to go against whatever defense is on the cards for the scout team. So you as a player, though, especially as a quarterback, like you've watched Southern Miss enough at this point to kind of know what their defense is. But they will throw some wrinkles into those guys that probably is more predominantly Ole Miss. Just so next week when you see it again, it's not the first time that you're taking live reps against it. Because that's what it's all about is getting live reps against what the other team might be able to run. Because it's one thing to sit there and watch it over and over and over on the tape, but to get out there and react and then connect the dots of, okay, I've seen this on tape, now I'm seeing it in real life. Like, it's not the first time that you're going against it. And I think, you know, that's what good coaches do, is they know what their tendencies are and what teams are looking at. So they're going to recycle or reinvent ways they've done things in the past just to play tricks on the other team. I think Lane Kiffin is really good at that. I think Dan Mullen did a really good job of showing stuff last week that we hadn't seen on tape. So it's you know, as a player, you're not even thinking about Ole Miss. You're not turning on any tape. You're not looking at even, you know, the highlights on ESPN. It's all Southern Miss or all whoever you're playing that week.
Come on, John Parker Wilson. That's coach talk. You never looked ahead to a game over an opponent. You never looked ahead.
Never one time would you – I don't even think the film would be available for the players if you wanted to go look at
it. Well, I'm not saying that, but you said don't even watch highlights on SportsCenter or, you know, College Football Today or whatever was popular back in the early 2000s when you were playing. Just you never looked ahead to a big opponent.
Well, I mean, if it was on TV, you're going to watch it. But you're not – it's just – it happens so quick, though. I mean, you almost don't even have time to worry about – what Ole Miss is doing, because look, you know, if you lose this game, or if even if it's a close game, like, okay, we've got problems, we've got to address it. And I think after last week against Florida, where we started out hot, we kind of got into a lull, and, you know, we've heard Saban talk over and over and over again about maintaining your intensity. I think this is the time of the season where you just lock it in. And now in the fourth week, you're in such a routine that it doesn't even come in your thought process. I mean, think about it. We sit here and you know, in the media, and we've got a million things going on, and we spend all day thinking about, well, these guys spend half the day thinking about class when they have to go to class, and then you're getting ready for practice and taking care of your body and going to the train. There's a lot going on. There's just not enough time in the day to think about, okay, I wonder what Ole Miss and Matt Corral's doing.
John Parker Wilson is with us on the Pepsi Hotline. Do you notice, like last year, I don't know that it mattered what kind of coverages Alabama ran up against, because Mac Jones and Devontae Smith were so locked in. But you don't have that guy now, and some of these receivers haven't developed themselves yet. Do you notice teams throwing different coverages at Alabama than you saw last year? Are they able to be more aggressive because there's no Jaylen Waddle and Devontae Smith yet?
Yeah, and you know, Florida did a good job last week of changing up their coverages. I think this year, you can be, you don't have to be as one-dimensional on defense, because, you know, there was such a threat last year of passing the ball downfield that they had to pay respect to it. If they ever went single high safety, or Mac Jones ever knew that they were going to go one safety, he was putting the ball up. He's going to give our guys a chance to make the play. And we created so much separation that a lot of times we made the plays and we came up with it. So this year they're able to play more two deep, bring the safety in and have a one deep look where, okay, if you, we'll let you kind of push the ball downfield. And, you know, quite frankly, we haven't been as explosive as we have been. So if I'm a defense coordinator, I'm going to try to take it right of the run, and we'll match up man to man on the outside and see if you can beat us, and then make changes as the game goes. But, you know, last year it was a lot of two deep. We can't play man. And anytime they went man to man against Waddle or Devontae Smith, we were throwing the ball. So this year, I think coordinators can just right now they can have more of their playbook open, which we've seen. And you know, last week I think Grantham did a good job of playing it easy to start the game off, and then really put on the blitzes and really pressured us, and it really affected us, especially in the second quarter where we couldn't run the ball or throw the ball.
Yeah, JP, I want to stick with last week, but first I want to remind everybody the locally owned and operated Great Taste of Redmont Vodka. Their aim is clarity and taste, color and smell. It's vodka perfection. Redmont Vodka made from corn, which not only makes it gluten-free, also provides a smooth finish that doesn't have that harsh aftertaste. 8 times distilled, available at your local package and ABC stores. Pick up some this weekend. It's Redmont Vodka coming out of Gainesville. More concerning for you, Alabama's rush defense or that offensive line for Alabama?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I think, you know, Dan Mullen did a really good job on their scheme and a lot of misdirection. And I think we were on our heels. So I'd probably say the rush defense. just because they were able to really play tricks on us where they were getting a lot of angles, ton of angles where easy blocks for linemen, getting on the second level, you know, double teaming the first guy, and then be able to climb and get to the linebacker. So misdirection, we're on our heels a little bit, kind of thinking about what's going to happen and trying to dissect what's happening instead of just reacting and playing. You know, heard a lot this week about we need to play fast. The guys talk about we need to go out there and play faster and faster. Well, that only happens when you're just reacting. And last week we were kind of seeing where the ball was going in the backfield, and Emory Jones, a dual threat quarterback, you know, we're going to see that again against Ole Miss. So I think Lane Kiffin looks at what Ole Miss or what Florida did and does a lot of the same, because we were indecisive, I think, you know, up front on the run games. You know, I think the offensive line, for the most part, is playing pretty good. You know, they're giving Bryce a lot of time. How many we had last week? We had only 91 yards rushing. I mean, that's not enough against anybody, but that's not enough against for Alabama, where our kind of DNA in the past few years has been we want to run it as much as we're throwing it, and we couldn't do it last week, and that really affected the game. I mean, the second quarter, our defense was toast because they were out there on the field so much. So I think all in all, the defense played pretty good, given that the whole second quarter they were out on the field.
All right, he is John Parker Wilson. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at JPWilson14. Hear him on the Crimson Tide Sports Network with Eli, Chris Stewart, Tom Stipe, Rashad, the entire gang there. From Bryant-Denny Stadium, 6:30 SEC Network kick, 3:30 airtime for those guys on the radio there. JP, have a great weekend, man. Thanks a lot.
Guys, you too. Roll Tide.
All right, that is John Parker Wilson with us, and he joins us each week on the Pepsi Hotline.
All right, we roll on here with more college football discussion still to come on the show. Already Chris Lowe and John Parker Wilson. Peter Burns will start off the next hour. Rockstar's Playhouse in the final hour of the show. LT continues to get a bag from our friends at Hydra Live, and we'll tell you more about how you can get hooked up with our friends at Hydra Live in a moment. But right now I want to tell you about a new job opportunity that's waiting on you. It's our friends at Truckworks, Alabama and Mississippi's premier commercial truck dealer, and they're hiring right now. They're looking for awesome people to join their awesome team right now. If you don't know about Truckworks, they've got 13 locations throughout Alabama, Mississippi, and the Florida Panhandle. They're hiring all experience levels, all departments across all locations right now. So if you're looking for a new career, they've got a job for you. All you've got to do is go online to truckworks.com and hit the Join Our Team tab, truckworks.com. That's Truckworks with an X. They've got openings in sales, management, service techs, deliveries, and a lot more. Again, Join Our Team tab on the website at truckworks.com. All right, we're getting ready for a big SEC weekend. No Derek Stingley Jr. for LSU against Mississippi State. That's a tricky game over in Starkville. Hard to figure out those two. You keep going back to that's just a tough game to call. It was a tough game to call even before you knew it was very likely that Stingley wasn't going to play in this game. Without him to anchor them last year, they were a disaster against Mississippi State. They didn't get much better when he came back and went on throughout the rest of the year. But without him, disaster. What kind of impact no Stingley Jr. has on this game?
Well, it's obviously a big impact. Mississippi State doesn't really like to run the football. They've got 50 total attempts this year. They've thrown the football 163 times. And Will Rogers is a very capable quarterback. We've talked about it. He's completing 75% of his passes, 8 touchdowns. He's only thrown 1 pick. The good news is on the other side of Stingley, you've got Ricks. You've still got one of the better quarterbacks in college football. Again, this is such a difficult game to handicap. The better defense is Mississippi State's. I don't think there's any doubt there. Quarterbacks, to me, almost a push. I lean Max Johnson, but the system he's in, Will Rogers is going to put up better numbers. LSU, this is pretty amazing, and I guess it's not, but did you realize they've won 18 of their last 21 against Mississippi State?
I did not. We gave you the Mississippi State-Alabama numbers the other day. Those are pretty impressive, but that is, too, 18 of 21.
I mean, you
play them every year.
Just would have thought that seems like a more difficult game, including the fact that Mississippi State beat them last year. There's no way Mississippi State's going to go 6-23 through the air, even without Stingley. I don't know. I kind of lean LSU. I don't know why.
Here's one stat for LSU. I don't know what you guys make of this stat in this game, but LSU leads the conference. Heck, they may lead the nation in sacks. I'd have to go look, but they've got 17 sacks already. Now, that style of offense a lot of times can neutralize that by the quick pass. You don't let the quarterback stand back there and read, but I mean, that does take away part of the deep threat from that offense, which, you know, Mike Leach, I mean, he'll dink and dunk you to death. It can be death by paper cuts. And last year, a lot of the way you defended that team was rush three and drop eight. So I don't even know how much, you know, pressuring the passer matters in this game. But LSU is second in the nation right now in sacks. Only Marshall is in front of them, who's played one more game last night. So Marshall's got 18, LSU's got 17. So they're the best in the country at pressuring the quarterback.
But as you said, sometimes that offense wants you to pressure the quarterback.
That's right.
So the success came last year, rushing three, dropping eight, and not really pressuring the quarterback. It'll be a fascinating game to watch as part of a slate tomorrow that is very interesting. It's an early game over there in Starkville. I think that plays a little bit to LSU's favor earlier in Starkville, better than later in Starkville, as it is in most places when you're the road team. It's the Right Out of Game Day game tomorrow on ESPN. It's the Next Round presented by our friends at Bud Light from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studio high atop the Blue Lake Center. When we come back, Rockstar's viewing menu. And I want to ask this question of you guys. If you could take one unit off of any other team in America and put it on the Auburn team to replace a unit, which unit would it be from which team, and which one would you replace it at Auburn to make Auburn a playoff contender? Okay, so let that be part of the conversation when we come back. Before we go to break, though, I wanted to point out that it's been 90 years. 90 years since Newt Rockne was successful at Notre Dame. Brian Kelly's one win away from passing Newt Rockne as the winningest coach at Notre Dame, more wins than anybody else.
Do you have the number there?
106.
106? 106. That's not a ton for a program with that kind of history. That's not a ton to be the all-time winningest
Nick
coach.
Nick Saban's got more than 106 as the Alabama head coach. But that is the point. Notre Dame has always been such a pressure cooker that when you've had Devaney or Parsegian or somebody like that who's been successful, for some reason – the nerves have not been able, or they have had no desire to stay there and keep coaching. They just have retired in years past. And that's a testament to Brian Kelly that he has stayed there this long to be the coach there, LT. So Notre Dame and Brian Kelly, you know, I don't know if they get the win or not, but that says something about Brian Kelly that he's been able to stay there this long to have a chance to pass Newt Rockne.
I mean, look, he's a hell of a coach. Going back to, what was it, Grand Fort State, whatever that first division
Grand
three.
Valley State or
whatever. He won a national championship. Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, wherever he's been able to win championships. And, you know, he 2012, undefeated, played for a national championship. Two of the last 3 years he's been in the college football playoff. For whatever reason, you know, we talk about Nebraska's never going to be the same. Miami's never going to be the same. Until Brian Kelly got there, it didn't seem like Notre Dame was ever going to be the same.
I think he is – I don't know how many schools I'd have on this list. Alabama is one. I think he's one of the schools I would say right now they could not get a better coach than him.
I would agree with you.
I think
you.
If the job were open, they would not upgrade in coach.
So if Notre Dame came open
– I don't think they could get a better coach than
Brian
Kelly.
You don't think they would get a better coach? Wow.
Because everybody would immediately say Urban Meyer, and maybe Urban is so miserable at Jacksonville – that he'd finally take that job.
Yeah, let's just take Urban Meyer off the table and have these jobs out there. If Urban Meyer's off the table, I don't – and you guys might disagree with this. I don't think Oklahoma could get a better coach than Lincoln Riley right now.
They could be tough. That would be one. Alabama would be one. But I think Notre Dame's in that group.
I think you could make an argument for Georgia. I know people have become a little critical on Kirby Smart.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, I just – there's something about that job that gets the age you have of coaches. It you know, the coaches that are 40 plus, there's still something about that job that draws the attention, I think.
Yeah.
You know, you always hear that was sort of Urban's dream situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I can't name another elite coach that would wow me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Think about it.
You know, Dabo Sweeney's from the South. I don't think he's the kind of guy that would want to coach at Notre Dame.
You got a better job at Clemson. Why would you go from Clemson to Notre Dame?
Yeah, it's always interesting to see when a job like Notre Dame comes open. I'm interested. USC is not Notre Dame, but it's close. I'm interested to see what kind of situation we have with USC.
Are you worried about your bag there?
I'm just checking it out to see if it's going to go faster with arm down or arm up.
Oh, okay. I think arm down.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. You got to fight gravity.
I don't know who USC is going to go out and get. I don't think Mike Bone really knows who he's going to get. And I wonder if he's watching to see if they're is USC too established to go out and get a hot young name, you know, somebody from a group five?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer.
Yeah. Part of our show is being brought to you by Rockstar's man in realty. It's Adam Mestre.
There you go. Cool. Adam Mestre is a third generation realtor born and raised in Birmingham, so he knows the area. You want a guy like Adam to find a house for you? Why rent when you can buy? Buying a home is the largest financial decision you will make, so make sure you are using an agent that you can find to trust to help you walk through the process. Call Adam Mestre for a free home evaluation, 205-422-0589 at MD Realty. We make house calls.
All right. Fantastic there, Rockstar. When we come back, Rockstar's viewing menu, and we ask the question, if you could take a unit off of any team in college football to make Auburn better and replace the one they have at Auburn, what would it be as Auburn comes back from their first loss of the year to take on Georgia State at home tomorrow? And then, of course, Alabama at home with Southern Miss. UAB on the road, interesting game with Tulane back in New Orleans. At one point, we thought that game was going to be played at Legion Field, but New Orleans has opened back up and Tulane's back home. It's a tough one for UAB, but an opportunity maybe to impress those folks who are looking at them for AAC expansion. Tulane's an AAC team, a chance for UAB to knock on that door as we roll on this morning on the next round.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round. Major situation the other day. Basement and garage flooded. So who did I call? Our friends at DryTech Water Restoration. Call them today, 205-637-0143. They were at my house within an hour. They will always respond quickly, and they answer the phone, 205-637-0143. They work for the customer, not the insurance company. No ties to any insurance companies. Go online, mydrytech.com. That's mydrytech.com, or call 205-637-0143. Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round to tell you about our friends at Vulcan Tire and Automotive. Four great locations right here in Birmingham. The next time you need one or a set of new tires, do yourself a favor. Stop by, see the guys at Vulcan Tire and Auto. Locally owned and operated with a wide selection of the top tire brands available. The guys there can get you set and get you safely back out on the road. Again, four locations in Birmingham, Hoover, Moody, Trustful, and Gardendale. For more information, you can always visit them online. Check them out today, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
How do you know you're in a community, not just a town? Well, strangers smile as they walk by. They refill your coffee without you asking. And when you ask directions, people offer to walk you there. Communities give more. The way you know when you walk into First Bank that you are in a real community bank. Great products, direct access to your local bankers, and relationships that can last a lifetime. Don't just have an account. Have a community with First Bank. Member FDIC.
The next round is proud to partner with our friends at Taco Mama to support local Alabama startups. Taco Mama is celebrating their 10th anniversary, and as part of this celebration, Taco Mama wants to give back to startups that are trying to build their new business and live out their dreams. As part of this promotion, Taco Mama and the next round wants you to send us a 90-second or less video telling us a little bit about your startup. The next round will select multiple winners, and they will receive a taco bar, compliments of our friends at Taco Mama, and one lucky startup will receive 1 month's free advertising thanks to our friends at Taco Mama. Taco Mama knows how difficult these first steps are, and they want to support local startups and make their journey just a little bit easier. Really simple. Email us that 90-second video or less, staff@nextroundlive.com. That's staff@nextroundlive.com. Again, Taco Mama celebrating their 10th anniversary, and as part of this celebration, they want to give back to startups trying to build their new businesses throughout the state of Alabama.
Talladega is home to big campgrounds, big parties, big playoff hopes, and oh yeah, the big one. NASCAR playoffs at Talladega, October 2nd through the 3rd. Get your tickets for the Yellowwood 500 weekend now at TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.
This hour of the next round is brought to you by Excalibur Services, a name you can trust when it comes to residential heating, AC, and electrical services. Excalibur is growing and looking for exceptional HVAC techs, plumbers, and electricians. 205-718-8688. Alabama license number 15214.
Hello, I'm J.L. Shea, and four generations of Sheas have run our business in the same spot in downtown Homewood. People ask me from time to time why we do what we do. I can tell you that it's just not all about the clothes, although we are a little obsessive about the brands we bring into our store. No, we do what we do because of people just like you. And through all these years, I've learned one critical lesson. The most important part of a man's wardrobe is fit. When your clothes fit, they feel like part of you, not just something you put on in the morning. You move more easily. You feel more confident. And fit is not an accident or a matter of luck. At Sheyo's, whether you're buying a made-to-measure suit, a jacket off the rack, or a pair of jeans, we're going to ensure that the fit is perfectly you. Come see us at Sheyo's. I promise you'll notice a difference. That's Sheyo's in downtown Homewood, where we have been since 1922.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round host a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call. LT takes off the gloves for an in-depth conversation with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmond Vodka. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, nextroundlive.com.
Hunter says, with Stingley out this weekend, do you guys think this is the beginning of him opting out the rest of the season? That is sort of what happened last year to Ja'Marr Chase. Wasn't it right after the opening loss?
You know, I don't even think about these things anymore, but that makes a lot of sense. You know, you hate to say that, but let's just say that Mississippi State wins this game. Really, the season's done for LSU.
I mean, it is. And it really hurt Ja'Marr Chase a lot.
Did not.
No, the guy's just catching touchdowns in the NFL right now.
You know, Stingley, though, based on the tape from the last couple of years, I wonder where scouts are on him. You know, coming into the season, they thought last year was just kind of a throw-off year, and they were going based on everything they saw his true freshman year and his upside. But, you know, you go back to the UCLA game, not a great game there.
No, I mean, he's caught a lot of criticism already. I don't know what the scout tape looks like or what the scouts are looking at.
So you think there's a chance, and like Hunter may be hinting to, if you opt out right now, you save your stock a little bit, but if you play out the season, that may only drop at this point.
I've given you all my game film if I opt out now. You've got to judge on the game film that you've already got.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hate to even speculate on that because that really cuts to his competitive nature. You know, and I don't want to say he's not competitive and doesn't want to fight through.
But we live in such a world now where it's playoffs or not for some of these programs.
Yeah.
And some of these players, Ja'Marr Chase, won a national championship, then opted out last year. And, I mean, there was a pandemic going on, too, so you don't know if that's the reason why. It'll be Hunter says, my follow-up question is, if they lose this weekend, when does Orgeron opt out?
The clock starts.
Fantastic point there. Hey, Rockstar's viewing menu every day brought to you by the great folks at New Life Art.
And New Life Art, bringing you memorable sports moments by Daniel A. Moore for over 40 years. For more information, 1-800-735-2787 or go online, danielmoreart.com.
Lance, what's your opinion on Jake Gyllenhaal?
I think he's a good actor. I do too.
I think he should have been nominated for Nightcrawler. Really,
I mean, that's one of those films that I know you and I liked.
Super creepy guy.
But boy, and it's based on things that really go on.
Is it based on like TMZ people?
Yeah, people that want to get to accidents before everybody else and get this footage that they can sell.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that movie?
I have not.
I Love Drugs or something like that. What was it? Love and Drugs? Drug and Loves.
He and Requiem for a Dream. No, that was Jared Leto.
No, the one
that makes him up a lot of times.
Yeah, you got Nocturnal Animals, which is a really uncomfortable
movie. I didn't
movie.
Like that movie.
He was a doctor. I think he's pushing the blue pill, Viagra.
I am going to go to his IMDb because I got to find the name of this movie.
Yeah, it's something about love and drugs. And it may actually be love and
Rocky
drugs. Or I mean,
loved him in Brokeback, right?
Yeah, he was good. Like, he was just very believable.
Anne Hathaway's in Love and Drugs or whatever it was.
She's in Brokeback, too.
Was she really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a new movie in theaters comes out tonight with Jake Gyllenhaal, The Guilty, a troubled police detective demoted to a 911 operator, 911 operator, duty scrambles to save a distressed caller during a harrowing day of revelations and reckonings. It seems like this movie gets made a lot.
Yeah.
Love and Other Drugs is the name Jim was looking for.
Good.
It was way closer than I wanted Jim to be, actually.
Yeah, Love and Other Drugs. Yeah.
And then on Amazon Prime, Lance, were you the Goliath guy?
I watched the first season and then I tapped out because Billy Bob Thornton was so good in that role, but it had a lot of cheese. Like, what network's it on? Amazon Prime. Almost every one of their shows has a little bit of cheese to it.
Well, that's the new season 4 premieres today, and on Apple Plus, you got the second episode of the morning show premieres today.
First episode, I don't know, man.
I watched it last night. It was pretty good.
Yeah, but they're teasing some stuff.
I'm guessing, I'm not, I may be wrong, Jennifer may return to the news.
Oh, no, she's going to be back.
Yeah, she may return.
The problem with the morning show is they're about to tackle the COVID situation now. And I don't watch that to watch COVID. I watch that to get away from all the crap that's going on with COVID. So I'm not going to like it.
I think it's going to be a huge part. I haven't read ahead on what this season is going to be about, but obviously her coming back to the desk, but it's going to be about COVID.
Yep. Well, because they had to film this during the COVID time.
Correct.
What was interesting, when Billy Crudup goes to the board, you remember that scene, one of the first scenes of the last episode?
Yeah.
You can tell that was recorded. He was filmed by himself, and those tell, like, there's a lot of stuff in there. Like, you can tell he's by himself and he's just acting. Like, there's a lot of those scenes because of COVID, how they had to film everything.
Yeah. You know what I checked out that was really creepy the other day was Why the Last Man. It's based on that graphic novel.
Yeah, I tried to watch a little bit of it.
You know, I thought it was interesting. I mean, the concept. Obviously, there's only one man left on the planet.
Yep, I saw that.
That some people might think that would be fun. I think that would be a huge pain in the ass.
Oh, it'd be awful. Why do you want to be the last man on the planet?
Yeah, apparently they were hunting him down, too.
Yeah, I didn't get to that point. I only watched first episode, but it was very dark.
Yeah,
but
FX,
I'll give it another shot.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get to the question that's on the table about Auburn making them better by replacing a unit. Which one would you do? And we'll talk Alabama, sort of the same scenario later in the show. Our conversation with John Parker Wilson is podcasted at Next Round Live. All of our podcasts today being brought to you by the great folks at Bromberg's. It's that time of year where we start thinking about the holidays.
Yes, nothing like giving or getting that silver box from our friends at Bromberg's. Family owned and operated since 1836, Bromberg's. They have established that solid reputation as a fine purveyor of quality diamonds as well as jewelry, timepieces, and gifts. Bromberg's also an extensive giftware department to service the registries and brides of grooms in the Birmingham area. Go see our friends at Bromberg's today. Two great locations, Mountain Brook and the Summit. You can also view that online store today. Go to Bromberg's.com.
With the way the offensive line played at Penn State and everyone we've talked to, and including Bo Nix this week, has complimented the offensive line play up in Happy Valley. So that is not the unit I think you would go to.
I got it.
I'm not even sure it's the quarterback position.
Nope, not for me.
Where would you go?
I would give Bo Nix Ohio State's receivers.
That's where I was going to go, the Ohio State wide receivers.
Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave. I don't know that Bo Nix I know he's not a great quarterback.
But you get a lot better.
You get a lot better if you got good game, good separation wide receivers like Olave and Garrett Wilson. And Lance, I think with better receivers, he's a better quarterback. I mean, you watch that game. Bo Nix didn't make great throws, but when was he throwing to a wide open guy? Yep. Now, he had one with Robertson on the first possession, but he had pressure right at his feet, so Nix couldn't step into the throw. But how often is he throwing to a guy that's got any sort of separation?
I think you guys are onto it, but I'm still going to go with quarterback because I do believe with what you've got with Bigsby and Hunter, that 1-2 combo, I think a great quarterback can make average receivers a lot better. And so I just don't see Bo Nix as a quarterback that's ever going to win a championship.
Well,
so
I disagree, though. I think great receivers can make average quarterbacks better. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Great quarterbacks can make average receivers better.
I saw Larry Fitzgerald have a lot of average years in Arizona because he didn't have really good wide receiver or a really good quarterback. I saw Torrey Holt have a couple of average years in St. Louis because he didn't have good quarterback play. Maybe. I mean, that would have been the second direction I would go. I would either give him, and it would be Ohio State's 1-2 punch there with Olave and Wilson.
Well, what quarterback would you put down there?
Maybe Matt Corral. I mean, I don't know another one that's playing better.
Yeah. Matt Corral is playing good.
Give him Matt Corral because Joseph
says. Or Spencer Rattler, a quarterback that can actually move a little bit like Bo Nix, but more accurate.
Yeah, Joseph asks, Brown, Ohio State's receivers better than Bama? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, right now, there's no doubt.
Olave and Wilson are better than Mechie and whoever you want to say is the number two right now. Because I don't even know who you say is the number two for Alabama. I guess it's Jameson Williams.
Based on numbers.
But who couldn't play in front of Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave. That's why he's at Tuscaloosa.
Jameson may be number one.
I would still go Mechie number one.
Yeah.
And here's how I always judge. Well, sometimes you got stats that tell you. Like last year, the stats told me Devontae Smith was the number one. I didn't even have to watch. When Bryce Young gets in trouble, who's he looking for more often than not? It seems to me it's Mechie.
Yeah. Well, I can see that too. But, I mean, your whole coaching staff and specifically Nick Saban is telling you right now that he's challenging these guys to be more dynamic at wide receiver, to make plays after they catch the ball, to do what they've done in years past, and that's recent years of when they catch a 4-yard pass, turn it into a 14-yard gain or if you catch an 8-yard pass, turn it into a 14-yard gain.
It got overshadowed, Dunaway, because it happened in the first quarter where Alabama was scoring on every drive. But there was that deep ball to Jameson Williams where he's got a touchdown. If Bryce Young just gives it the air it needs, Young underthrows it. And if I'm not mistaken, Williams comes back. I think he made the catch and got interference, or maybe he missed the catch and got interference. Either way, Alabama goes on to score, so it gets overshadowed. But Williams has got that deep ball speed. Bryce Young just doesn't throw the deep ball as well as Tua or Mac Jones has done it.
Yeah, but I would still put Ohio State ahead there.
I would too.
If it's not quarterback or wide receiver, if it's something defensively, I think I would go Georgia's defensive line, because I do think Auburn is going to have to pressure the quarterback at some point. That was something Stan mentioned on the air, is that they didn't really pressure great at Penn State. They didn't put a lot of pressure on Sean Clifford. If you're able to get more pressure on the quarterback, that helps your back end a little bit. So Georgia's D-line looks pretty good to me. Love to hear what you guys think at Next Round Live on Twitter or over in the chat room. You can do that as you watch us stream today on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, and on Twitter. We appreciate you guys being with us as we get ready for another college football weekend, which starts and continues tonight. Wake Forest in Virginia, 6 o'clock on ESPN2. Liberty in Syracuse at 7 o'clock on the ACC Network. We'll talk about those games as our Nut Dust look ahead here today. Nut Dust presenting our look ahead to tonight's schedule. And Nut Dust is part of been part of the show for a long, long time.
Yeah, Nut Dust is redefining the use and feel of body powder. Nut Dust is talc-free. It's an all-natural body powder. It's great for all over the body, feet, below the belt, available in four great scents, Naked Voyager, Laddie, and Wildling. All day, every day, Nut Dust has got you covered. And right now, new fall promotion starts today. $3 off every bottle you purchase when you use the coupon code FALL, all capitals, F-A-L-L, at checkout. 2-ounce bottles are $5.99, 8-ounce bottles only $12.99 through the month of October. Again, go to officialnutdust.com and put in that promo code FALL.
All right, Nut Dust bringing us a look ahead tonight. Wake Forest in Virginia. Boy, we get so caught up on the playoff race that sometimes we overlook some really good football games or interesting games. That game interests me tonight. I think this Virginia team has showed us a little something this year, and this Wake Forest team right now thinks they can beat anybody. So I think this is a nice little matchup at 6 o'clock tonight.
Well, I think it's two really good quarterbacks. You know, when you look at Brennan Armstrong, a guy that's been putting up a ton of numbers, and then Sam Hartman on the other side for Dave Clawson and Wake Forest. We forget Wake Forest is undefeated right now. They're 3-0. You know, Virginia just lost to number 21 North Carolina, but this should be a really, really fun game.
I think the offenses are about the same in this game. I think Wake's got the much better defense.
Yeah, and that's the problem. I mean, Virginia, I just saw them against North Carolina, gave up
stop anything.
They gave up 700 yards of offense, 699 to be exact. And I just think the way Dave Clawson calls plays, and it really doesn't matter who his quarterback is, and I do think Sam Hartman's pretty good. Wake has won the last four meetings against Cavaliers. They dominated last year's game by 17 points. I think Wake is the play.
Now, that said, Lance, this is by far and away the best offense that Wake will have played, because they've played Old Dominion, Norfolk State, and Florida State. So they haven't played anybody.
That's right.
With a pulse on offense. This is by far and away the best offense they will have faced.
And the best team they've faced.
Virginia's the best team they'll face, certainly.
So an interesting game there. Also, Liberty and Syracuse tonight. I told you earlier, number one in the country in the ESPN QBR rating right now, by 2 points even, is Malik Willis, the Liberty quarterback. Carrier Dome tonight, 7 o'clock ACC Network for that one. And I think that'll get my main TV. I want to see Liberty against a Dino Babers team of Syracuse that's got some talent over there. Liberty and Syracuse tonight. Malik Willis, what do you think of him?
Well, I think Malik Willis is one of the best quarterbacks right now in college football, and he still could be the first overall guy selected in next year's draft.
Seems like it'll be Matt Corral, but I understand what you're saying.
We'll see how this thing plays out. And again, it's different competition that Malik Willis is going against. You know, with Syracuse, it's a pivotal year. Babers could be fired after this year, and they're sitting at 2-1. They opened up with that win on the road against Ohio. They beat Albany. They lost to Rutgers. But Rutgers is pretty good this year.
That's right. Rutgers may get Michigan this weekend at the Big House, so you never know.
I think this will be an entertaining, maybe one-possession game. I mean, right now, Liberty's almost a 7-point favorite.
What did you tell me he let in? What did you tell me?
The ESPN QBR rating.
QBR. So that's what Malik Willis leads the nation in.
Leads the nation in.
So you've got him and that. Brennan Armstrong of Virginia, who we just talked about, leads the nation in yards per game.
That's right.
So if you want some fun quarterback play tonight, that's two of the top quarterbacks in the nation.
Yeah, different games there, but both of them in action on a Friday night. And our look ahead there. Which was presented by our friends at Nut Dust. Still to come, as we said, Peter Burns at the top of the hour will join us. Last night, it was an App State win at the end, and we also saw Carolina win in the NFL over Houston 24-9 in a game where Christian McCaffrey was injured and could be out for an extended period of time with that hamstring. Very interesting NFL development there. When we come back, more on college football. I'll get into that QBR rating because there's some interesting notes there of where Bryce is, where Bo is, and where DJ Uiagalelei is as we start this college football weekend. Remember, he's the only quarterback in Fanville.
I bet they wish they could invite more.
Well, that's the question I'll ask you when we come back. Part of the show being brought to you by Brown's Guy, the fine folks at Greystone Chiropractor.
That is Dr. Lee Goldenberg, Jimmy D. Listen, I went to Greystone Chiropractor to try to loosen up my golf swing, and I found so much more. You get that spine properly aligned. That's the nervous system that controls every cell, tissue, and organ in your body. Enjoy a healthier life today. Visit Greystone Chiropractic and Dr. Lee Goldenberg. GreystoneChiropractor.com, 205-981-8090. GreystoneChiropractor.com, 205-981-8090.
Follow Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.
Banking is not just about your money. It's about you. It's about getting help with what you need when you need it. Ryan Brown here for the next round. AmFirst was founded for members like you, and they've been putting those members first since 1936. Putting you first means service that grows and changes with the times to serve you better. Now every bank has their own app, but that's just it. It's theirs, not yours. The AmFirst app was made for you, so it's easy to pay bills, deposit checks, or transfer money to friends and family from anywhere. It's even customizable, which means you can personalize your dashboard, create usage alerts, and redeem points for rewards that will make you feel like the number one priority you are. And you can do it all on your own time. So what are you waiting for? Get the app made for you from AmFirst. Visit any AmFirst location or amfirst.org today. America's first federal credit union is federally insured by the NCUA.
That sound means someone got great advice. Always have a good plumber on standby. For me, that is Iron Mountain Drains and Plumbing. Jeremy Purvis and his team can handle commercial and residential plumbing needs, and they give you free quotes. 205-516-4927 or ironmountainworld.com. They handle all your plumbing and jetter services. They'll do everything from drips to new fixtures, and they are licensed, bonded, and insured. ironmountainworld.com. Just drain it.
You know that sound anywhere. It's the crisp crunch of that first nacho chip. With its perfect cheese to sour cream ratio sitting atop a layer of delicious beans, it's a sip away from perfection. That's what we're looking for. Add a delicious, refreshing Pepsi, and we've achieved absolute nacho nirvana. Because while you can pile those nachos high with every spicy, cheesy, savory topping, there's no topping a cool Pepsi finish. Nachos, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Cool weather is approaching, and now is the time to get your heating system checked out. Excalibur Services excels in all residential heating, cooling, or electrical problems or upgrades you may have in your home. Owned by a Marine veteran, Excalibur uses highly trained HVAC and electrical service experts to ensure the job is done correctly and in a timely manner. If you're looking for a company you can trust to do it right, call Excalibur today at 205-718-8688 or excaliburservice.com. Excalibur Services, Alabama license number 152.
I'm Jim Dunaway from my friends at ERA King Real Estate. They know better agents make better deals. That's why they support their agents with innovative training and technology that helps them provide value to you. Find your agent by texting the word MOVE to 35260. That's MOVE to 35260. Even though home values may change, ERA King agents stay priceless. ERA King, working hard to make home buying easy.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. I'm absolutely loving my Alfa Romeo Stelvio that I've been in for months now. And right now, you can get up to $3,500 bonus cash plus 1.9% financing for 72 months on the all-new 2021 Alfa Romeo Giulias and the Stelvios at Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo USA of Birmingham.com, 1837 Grants Mill Road, exit 27, right off of I-459.
Those big home games are coming, and you need the game day gear from the Pants Store. Game day polos from Cutter and Buck, Antigua, and Taylor and Mick. Every guy loves a great hat. The Pants Store has all the hats. Yeti coolers, cups, Huggies, plus sunglass brands for men and women. Ray-Ban, Costa, and Gooder. See everything at PantsStore.com, including ladies' game day fashion in smock-away shorts, skirts, skorts, booties, and bodysuits. All this at five locations of the Pants Store in Crestline, Leeds, Trustful, Tuscaloosa, Huntsville, and online at PantsStore.com.
You'll have to see it to believe it.
Gosh, dang.
Whoever said that must have been talking about Talladega. With the promise of the big one around every turn and a party around every inch of the campground, it's a tradition like no other at a track like no other.
A photo finish!
And after it's all over, you still won't believe it ever happened. NASCAR Playoffs at Talladega, October 2nd through the 3rd.
Man, that was wild.
Get your tickets for the Yellowwood 500 weekend now at TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.
The next round presented by Bud Light. You can reach us. Dunaway's getting a shot.
Needles everywhere here, man.
You can't tell by his face.
Yeah, I really, if you were watching on video, you would never notice, but Jim is getting a shot.
Well, Nurse Sally needs to know that when she goes 3-2-1, that probably be best to stick me on 2.
205-734-0923. 205-734-0923 if you would like to join us on the show. You answered this, Lance, but Joseph gives you a list of questions. You want to replace Bo. Pick from these. You said you would go with Matt Corral. Bryce Young, Matt Corral, Spencer Rattler, Malik Willis, or Sam Howell?
I would go in this order right now. I think I would go Matt Corral, just based on what we've seen, abbreviated season. Matt Corral, I think I'm still
Think about it real quick. Tell me about our friends at HydroLive, what you've been doing the whole show, and then we'll get into this discussion a little bit. Our friends at HydroLive, Nurse Sally, man, we appreciate you being in here with us, and our friends at HydroLive are there for you all the time.
Got these two gummies.
All right.
Excited about that. Anyway, I've got an high C cocktail right now. It's vitamin C, also helps reduce stress, plays an essential role in collagen growth. It's an antioxidant proprieties that have been shown to help protect and fight UV damage on the skin. Vitamin C is also terrific antiviral agent, supporting and boosting immunity and help combating illnesses like the common cold. So really good to go in and get one of these. Mention Next Round at checkout. You're going to get 20% off any service, the Birmingham or Tuscaloosa locations, IV therapy, B12 injections, cryotherapy, compression therapy, CBD products, including the Delta 8 CBD gummies. Pick up some today. One of those two locations of HydroLive, Birmingham and Tuscaloosa.
All right. John wants to know, can you get them in the Homewood store? Do you know if you can? Yes, you can, says Nurse Sally. Thank you, John, for watching today there. So, Brown, back to your question. Well, Set it up for him again.
Yeah, Lance was going to rank these. So you would go with Matt Corral at one. So give me Bryce Young, Spencer Rattler, Malik Willis, or Sam Howell.
Now, here's where it gets really tricky. I think Bryce has been good, really good. Rattler has not been himself, but nope. I think Rattler coming into the season, I would have gone with Rattler. Willis has been really good, but it hasn't been a good against good competition. And I thought Sam Howell played one of the best games I've seen him play last
week. Against
Virginia,
yeah. But before that, he had been maybe a little shaky.
But I would take any of those quarterbacks in a second. I mean, those are all elite
quarterbacks. Some of the top quarterbacks in the country.
I'd go Corral 1, I think, right now. I think I'm going Rattler 2. I think I'm going Willis 3, Howell 4. No.
For me, it's easy. It is.
It's not easy.
It is. It's almost in that order for me. It is Corral, Bryce, Rattler, Willis, and Howell. For me, it's the exact order he sent it.
Yeah, Bryce just doesn't have the experience. I mean, I thought he was good last week.
The guy has been fantastic at doing everything pre-snap. The only thing he doesn't do great yet is throw the deep ball.
I think we have been too conditioned. I don't want to sound like Nick Saban here at Dunaway. We have been way too conditioned for Alabama success. We did not give Bryce Young enough credit for, and I'm not.
I have, yes.
You have. We as a society.
Remember, this is Jimmy Alabama, too.
Yeah,
but, no, Lance, what I'm saying is right, though. I'm going to pull up the numbers. We as a society that loves college football did not give Bryce Young enough credit for his first road start being in that atmosphere
exactly.
against a top 11 team and playing the way he played, because Nick Saban has conditioned us to expect that type of play out of his players. When you go on the road in your first SEC start, 22 of 35, 240, three touchdowns, no picks, that's an excellent first start.
I don't disagree. And I've said it all week, in order of my confidence on different units with Alabama on the offensive side of the ball, I'm most confident in Bryce Young.
And where I learned the most about Bryce Young, Dunaway, is at the end of the game, when I need you to bleed clock, I've got to have you making every right decision out there to get this clock down as far as you can, and the daggum clock is out. And this guy doesn't panic. He's in control of the situation.
Just for a real quick, our Mikkelsen moment of the day right now is happening at the Ryder Cup. Jordan Spieth, it looks like that's Jordan Spieth, is on an embankment, which means Justin Thomas has put him there. And look at this shot he's about to hit.
Yeah, it's an impossible shot. And by the way, they got to win this hole, so good luck.
Oh, that's an easy shot.
Yeah. I mean he's got to hit it. This shot.
I mean, more likely it's going to go backwards, right?
He may fall in Lake Michigan.
Oh, he is on his way into the water. Well, they cut away.
That is an incredible
shot.
That's one of the best shots I've ever seen. Yeah,
and he didn't go in the water, I don't think.
I wanted him to go in the water so bad.
I did, too. He was close.
That is an incredible. He had to go through those rocks. He might have been in a concussion protocol. That's an incredible shot. Absolutely incredible shot.
My goodness. If they save this to keep it alive, what a shot there by Spieth. That's our see clearly moment of the day. Look at that right there. That's a cover of Sports Illustrated if I've ever seen one. Spieth up against a grassy embankment, hits it. It more likely
straight
for you
air.
And me hitting would go backwards. He hits it and puts it straight on the pin there, giving Thomas a chance to save the hole.
He wasn't even worried about where that thing landed. He was worried about where he landed.
Yeah. He was trying to save himself. Yeah.
He was going to be on Barstool Sports if he goes into the water right there. Mikkelsen brings you the show today.
Yeah, again, I had 2200 vision almost two decades ago. I didn't realize that I wore the contacts forever. I wasted money each and every year on contacts and solution. You need to take this blanket. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. No, you take it. Anyway, make the phone call today, 969-8100, Mikkelsen Laser Vision. I've got 2015 vision now, better than 20. Call today, schedule the hassle-free consultation, ask for Amy, tell her the next round sent you. Dr. Mark Mikkelsen, Dr. Jen Mikkelsen, 969-8100 or online, MikkelsenLaserVision.com.
All right, so here's the QBR I teased ahead to here. And it's got Malik Willis at number one. This is the ESPN rating. It's based on 100, right? So Willis is right there. He's 92.0. Number two in the country, plays the last game of the day against an injured USC team. It's Oregon State's Chance Nolan. Have you seen Chance play yet this year, Oregon State?
I saw Oregon State play earlier this year against, I'm trying to remember, but I have seen him play.
Okay. I've not seen him. I've not watched
either.
Oregon State.
I would imagine the competition for him has not been great yet. Gets a big challenge with USC this weekend. This doesn't factor in the competition you're playing. Number three, Matt Corral. We love Matt Corral. He's number three in the QBR. Number four in the QBR, a guy you like a lot, Tanner McKee, has come on for Stanford and has looked really good. He's at number four in the QBR.
Well, I think Tanner gets a big, big test this weekend. Obviously, he passed his first big test against USC, and he kind of shredded USC in points of that game. Vanderbilt's Vanderbilt. But this week with UCLA coming to the Forum, UCLA's a slight road favorite. That's a big test.
Yeah, number five is JT Daniels. Whatever you believe has happened for them, JT Daniels still playing good football. Oblique injury last week, 23 of 31, 303, three touchdowns, and another interception. Bryce Young is number nine nationally in the QBR. Number nine. And they played Miami with a Manny Diaz blitzing defense at a neutral site and Florida and Todd Grantham's blitzing defense on the road. That's a pretty good QBR rating for a first-time starter in that situation.
It is. Now, I'll say about that Manny Diaz blitzing defense, it is dead last in scoring defense in the ACC right now. So
helped out by the fact of what Alabama did to them.
It did help out. But
Peyton Thorne looked like an all-conference quarterback last week on the road in Hard Rock Stadium.
But I don't know exactly everything that goes into the QBR for them. But not throwing interceptions has to help. And that's something Bryce Young hasn't done. He got lucky with one against Florida, but that's something he hasn't done.
Okay, Bo Nix is 28. Tyler Johnston is 81. I'll tell you where DJ Uiagalelei is, other than in Fanville, after LT tells you about the great folks at Ship Happens.
Yes, in today's ever-changing market, your supply chain is a major factor in maintaining and growing relationships with your customers. Safe, on-time, and affordable shipments, they're crucial. With over 20 years combined experience and relationships, our friends Jeff and Griffin at Ship Happens have the ability to get Ship done. From LTL, van, flatbed, heavy haul, and expedited, Ship Happens is ready to bring a solution to all of your transportation problems. Don't have an accident and ship yourself. Call the guys at Ship Happens, 205-605-2010 or 8101. That's 205-605-8101.
Bryce Young is 9, Bo Nix 28, UAB's Tyler Johnson 81 in the QBR of all the quarterbacks that
and
play.
By the way, I wonder what the situation is going to be. I mean, because you've heard it's Bill Clarkson go with a hot hand,
mm-hmm. right? So you a new quarterback
Dylan
for them possibly.
Hoskins.
Yeah, so maybe it's time to make the change for UAB with Liberty on the horizon. Tough game this weekend with Tulane for them.
No, I agree. Yeah. I mean, they're underdogs in that game, but you've got to figure out the quarterback situation.
DJ Uiagalelei, 90th, 9 spots behind Tyler Johnson in the ESPN QBR right now. The only quarterback in Fanville has 89 quarterbacks rated higher than them right now. We'll see if Uiagalelei and Clemson can get their offense going this weekend against NC State. Reese Davis says of all the teams that have struggled early on, the playoff contenders, he believes Clemson less likely to get it going compared to the Oklahomas and the Ohio States of the world. When we come back, we talk to Peter Burns about the Ryder Cup and also about the SEC football weekend ahead. This is The Next Round.
Follow The Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
Hey, it's Jim Dunaway from my friends at Royal Bedding on Highway 31 in Pelham. See their entire line of mattresses at RoyalBeddingInc.com. Right now, more than ever, American-made, Alabama-made means something. And that's what you get at Royal Bedding on Highway 31 in Pelham. Birmingham's only mattress factory and family-owned. Tom Ginger and TJ Vignale have been providing Alabamians with a great night's sleep for over 30 years. Stop by and see them on Highway 31 in Pelham and feel the difference of a custom-made mattress from Royal Bedding.
Hey, Lance Taylor from The Next Round. I'm absolutely loving my Alfa Romeo Stelvio that I've been in for months now. And right now, you can get up to $3,500 bonus cash plus 1.9% financing for 72 months on the all-new 2021 Alfa Romeo Giulias and the Stelvios at Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo USA of Birmingham.com, 1837 Grants Mill Road, exit 27, right off of I-459.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast, The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
Greystone Chiropractic and their brand new facility in Tattersall Park is the premier family wellness office in Birmingham. Dr. Lee Goldenberg is committed to helping families unleash their unlimited healing potential naturally in a beautiful and stress-free environment. Voted best in Birmingham 3 years in a row, nominated for Shelby County Healthcare Provider of the Year. What sets Dr. Goldenberg and Greystone Chiropractic apart? Their attention to detail, their thorough approach with patients, and their excellent customer service. I trust my family with Dr. Goldenberg. You can too. Visit GreystoneChiropractor.com or call 981-8090.
Take a second to listen to me. Do you have problems sleeping? Is your energy down? Your workouts not the same? Is your libido down? Your problem could be as simple as low testosterone. Whatever the challenge, the Alabama Men's Clinic has a solution. You can come in, get a medical consultation and blood work. If medically advised and you start your low T treatments that day in the office, your visit is free. Set up that appointment by calling 205-598-7000 or go to the website alabamamensclinic.com. Another side effect could be depression, and most men wait a year or longer before ever getting tested. The goal line to better sleep, more energy, a rekindled love life, and more may be as simple as getting your low T checkup at Alabama Men's Clinic. Located in Birmingham to serve you, the number again, 205-598-7000, or one click at alabamamensclinic.com. That's alabamamensclinic.com. Authentic, mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine prepared fresh from scratch. That's what you get at Walk-On's. And now mix in the best atmosphere to watch live sports. Add that elite-level beer selection, and you've got a winner just off Highway 280 and 119. Happy hour at Walk-On's is 2 to 6 Monday through Friday. $5 moonshine swirls, $5 house pours, and half-price appetizers. Download the Walk-On's mobile app for an easy take-home experience for the family. It's game day with a taste of Louisiana at Walk-On's.
You'll have to see it to believe it. Whoever said that must have been talking about Talladega. With the promise of the big one around every turn and a party around every inch of the campground, it's a tradition like no other at a track like no other.
A photo finish!
And after it's all over, you still won't believe it ever happened.
NASCAR Playoffs at Talladega, October 2nd through the 3rd.
Man, that was wild.
Get your tickets for the Yellowwood 500 weekend now at TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.
For your next round of residential and commercial termite protection, pest prevention, mosquito control, and lawn care services, do what my family does and trust Wayne's. Ryan Brown here from the next round. Wayne's may be headquartered here in Birmingham, but they're serving more than 100,000 families and businesses across SEC country, from Tuscaloosa to Auburn and Nashville to Knoxville. And right now, get started with their EnviroPest service for $60 off when you use the code TNR. Get started by calling 866-WAYNES-1, and don't forget the code TNR for $60 off your initial EnviroPest service.
This hour of the next round is brought to you by Excalibur Services, a name you can trust when it comes to residential heating, AC, and electrical services. Excalibur is growing and looking for exceptional HVAC techs, plumbers, and electricians. 205-718-8688. Alabama license number 15214.